This is your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 22nd from Donald Gintzig, President and Chief Executive Officer, WakeMed Health and Hospitals.
Good morning, WakeMed. This is Donald Gintzig. Beautiful spring morning. Happy Earth Day to all of us on the Earth. We continue to see in North Carolina a pretty flat growth of cases. Wake County had 7 more cases today than the day before at WakeMed. We have been holding pretty steady on the total number of inpatients that we have for about the last week, and it's less than 5% of the total patients that we have in the hospital. That is an absolutely wonderful sign. About half of those are in intensive care, and most of those are on a ventilator. Our teams are performing amazing, and we have folks that are getting well and going home, and just very, very proud of our overall effort across our organization and partnering with the county, the state, and other healthcare systems. Support the challenges that all of us are facing along those lines, but have the wonderful news of seeing that continue to flatten, especially over the last week. What we've also begun is how we continue to deliver care to our community. And so hopefully we can start to get back to whatever the new normal is. We are working with the state. We are working with other healthcare systems. And we have teams working on how we kind of return to an expanded level of care to meet the needs of our community, improve the health and well-being of our community. And we're also working on those patients that we have some concerns about because care was delayed, because it was not time sensitive, say in the first 30 to 40 days, making sure we help those patients in our community address their healthcare needs. If they had prostate cancer and didn't need surgery immediately, how we get those patients safely back in for our staff and of course, the patient. If we had patients that had had some mild chest pain but had put that off, how we identify those. If we have patients with chronic conditions that might have curtailed coming to see their physician, how we engage those patients while protecting our staff and, of course, protecting our patient, because it looks as though we've helped flatten that curve, which, again, in support from what the state is looking at, right, testing, trending, and tracing helps position us to start to get back to whatever the new normal looks like. What you hear a lot about is testing, and I'm going to touch base on that. We were fortunate at WakeMed to obtain a rapid testing, which really helped us reduce the number of persons under investigation that we were looking at. And so we're rapidly able to test those and determine are they positive for COVID-19 or do they have another condition that causes them to be hospitalized. And we also have some two-day testing that we are using to open up and help the community find out if their mild to moderate symptoms are as a result of COVID-19. We still support social distancing. We still support active hand washing and those sorts of things. You hear a lot of talk about antibody testing, and that's kind of a tricky topic right now. The thing I want to talk about is at this point, we don't have anywhere a validated, scientifically proven antibody test that is 100% reliable. And so what you see a lot in the news, because it's interesting that we can identify who has had it and who has antibodies for it. There are probably 90 to 100 companies out there that are offering antibody testing, and really only a small percentage, handful have been moderately validated by the Food and Drug Administration, and really none have gone through the prolonged validation to determine how many positives are actually positive, how many false positives that you have, And actually, we haven't studied it long enough to know that even if we get a validated, positive, reliable test to show that you have the antibodies, how long those antibodies actually protect you. Does it protect you for a week, a month, 6 months, the rest of your life? And so that's part of the challenge around antibody testing that you hear about. What you would hate to do is have somebody falsely told that they have the antibody and therefore are resistant to it and then succumb to getting it. What we don't know is if you have the antibody, whether you can still get the virus at some point. So still a lot of work to be done around that. And I wanted to at least share that in a reasonably non-scientific way, that the process is going to take some time until we get a true antibody test that we can rely upon. Until that time, we have rapid testing, we have regular testing to be able to determine if you have the virus. And we know how, if you do, what you can do to reduce your likelihood of transmission. And it allows us to take care of those patients in a way that we have shown we can get the vast, vast, vast majority of folks treated and discharged and back on with their life. So continue to be extremely proud of Wake Med. Just amazing. We're still taking care of a lot of folks that our community has that need us. I worry about those that need us that aren't seeking us. And so it's helping us in identifying how we proactively bring those patients in and use new ways to make sure that they feel safe, our staff feel safe, but that we don't have a situation in 1, 2, 5, 6 months where a number of folks' lives are changed forever because they weren't able to seek care or chose not to seek care when they normally would have along those lines. So I also want to say how incredibly proud I am of our critical resource team and our folks involved in the supply chain. WakeMed is in a much better position around personal protective equipment. A lot of work has gone into making sure that our inventories and supplies are there to be able to make sure that those on the front lines, our patients, and really the entire organization have what they need to deliver care to our community, but to do it in a safe way. And so I do want to end by thanking WakeMed, thanking you all for your tremendous effort and support. Happy Earth Day. According to that, the Earth is 50 years old, so happy 50th birthday to the Earth. And especially enjoy this beautiful spring day and all that you've done to improve the lives of folks in our community, but also how you've stepped up and taken care of each other. God bless you all and have an absolutely wonderful day.
This has been your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 22nd from WakeMed Health and Hospitals. Thanks for listening.